Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Washington, D.C. Lawlessness in the streets of America could bring down this great nation. That's the headline. Sam Rohr comes to explain this headline.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
I happen to believe if the pastors don't stand up, if the people in the churches don't stand up to this lawlessness, and it continues and it expands, that would bring down America. Would you agree with that statement?
It will not only bring down America as the defender of freedom that it is around the world, the ability to preach the gospel freely will be lost, and persecution will be at the door. The only way to describe where we are is like Christ himself described the end days, and that is marked by lawlessness. Lawlessness in the streets are clear. We can see that, the Portlands of the world and all of that kind of thing. The lawlessness in the streets is being preceded by lawlessness in positions of civil authority. So in the past, our courts, when they ruled that marriage was not God's definition or killing a baby was okay, that really is lawlessness in the courts because it's rejecting the authority of God. What's happening now across the country is that the governors, the executive branch, is making law. Anybody who's a constitutionalist knows, well, that can't be. Well, it is happening. The governors, the executive branches, the bureaucrats are making law which is specifically reserved for the legislature. That is, by definition, lawlessness. And the result of it is that all of these different things we're talking about is the result of throwing off standards, the First Amendment when it comes to assembly and church. And bottom line, we said it's time for pastors to step up and say, no, pastors should speak into this because lawlessness is sin. The Bible speaks about sin. The Bible speaks about lawlessness. But the Bible also speaks clearly about authority and that God is the authority and he gives authority to Jesus Christ, before whom all will bow one day, and the individual and the family and the home and civil government, all will bow beneath the feet of Jesus Christ because that is the authority structure that God has placed before us. And our founders were wise enough to take and model that and put it into our Constitution with the balance of power, judicial, legislative, executive. But when one of those throws off God's pattern, you have lawlessness.
Sam Rohr explaining why lawlessness must be stopped here in America. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. Think about this with me. Sam mentioned what Jesus said about lawlessness in the scriptures. In the Olivet Discourse, a prophetic message, Jesus said that lawlessness, iniquity, will abound in the last days. In that message, Jesus was speaking in particular of the time of the tribulation between the rapture of the church and his second coming. Today, we are seeing the precursor for the fulfillment of that prophecy. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...